And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is humble in the giving. We see right now during the holiday times that there is much gifting and giving, purchasing of items and wrapping, oftentimes mailing, visiting to give the gifts and receive gifts. We wish to remind you of the humility that is required for true gifting. Sometimes we see the ego gets involved, and when you are thinking about gifts or shopping for gifts, or even preparing something in the kitchen as a gift, that the idea of ego and self-importance and arrogance can enter in. This is not what you wish for in any of the gifts that you give. Humble in the giving. Check yourself, if you will. When you are thinking about a gift for someone or for a group, are you asking God, what is the best and highest gift for this person or these people? It may be simply your presence with them during the holiday time, a prayer for them to God during the holiday time. We see the ego can push you around and say, well, if you don't give a physical gift, you are not stepping up. You will be considered a loser. Dear hearts, you wish for your gifting to be the most blessed and filled with the most light. Giving gifts is not about your ego satisfaction. It is not about the ego being puffed up so that you look good in the giving. This is a challenge because you all have held through time the idea of the importance, the value, even the money spent on a gift. Value is according to God. This is where we ask you to look to this holiday time when you are gift giving. You may actually, when you ask, be led to, for example, a store. And as you are open and asking and listening and requesting that those things that might be a blessing to your friend or family members, they are like in a spotlight. So they call to you. They call to your attention. And then you know, aha, this is the perfect gift according to God. It does not have to do with the amount of money that you spend or the grandeur of the gift. Gifting is from the heart. When you check in with your heart and not your head to ask about the best and highest gifts, you will be giving the world the best and highest gifts and blessings. Try this out and see how your mind and ego races in to say you need to do more. Why are you, quote, spending so little? The dollar amount seems to be one of the compelling issues that come forward with the ego when gifts are given. So, dear hearts, check in with your heart this holiday time as you are giving gifts. As you check in with your heart, it is with humility and bowing your head to the divine guidance. Being humble in the giving is part of the giving that God is asking of you this time, and actually always. It comes to the forefront during the Christmas time, but giving is always coming from a place of humility and bowing on bended knee to the divine of the other. You are not putting yourself below another or above another. You are seeing them and their divinity and their perfect individuality as they are designed by God. Humble in the giving. Keep this in your thought this holiday time. You will feel grace and kindness and joy and comfort as you face down the lies and the cultural narrative about giving. Give from your heart these gifts with humility are coming from God through you to the world. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.